We continue our crash course in Hilchos Yontif. Main thing I'd like to do with you is the Badam Toshis Amar Lai. Just yesterday I noticed that it was of particular interest to many of you the need of taking a shower on Yontif, which apparently many of you are for. It's funny, my little kids are against, but I guess they get older. It's interesting because there's a Bir Halacha, who has a kasha that seems to be a very strong kasha, but I was thinking that maybe mitzvah our arguments yesterday it might be answered. The dinim of taking a shower on Simin Tuf Kuf Yud Aleph Sifbeis, and the Mechaber says clearly that loy kol gufay, that it's also to wash your whole body, afilu einay reisay bevasachas, even if you just wash one part of it at a time, it's also to wash the whole body. And the Mishnah Berurah's reason, he says, the rechitzas kol gufay hu davar she'ein shavu l'chol nefesh, that washing your whole body is not shavu l'chol nefesh, rak l'me'unagim harigilam b'zeh. Just for people, once you get used to it, so this is the shita of most Rishayim, that this is the reason for the yisur. Now what's interesting is I told you that the Shulchan Aruch is matir only part of the Yadav. So the Bir Halacha he brings down from the Sefer Chemed Maisha, who's matir to wash just one other part of your body, or two other parts of the body. His lashon is Sharei Varim Shari Kol Sheinei Rechitz Roiv Gufay, that you can wash, as long as it's not rave of the body, you're allowed to wash other parts. Presumably a person wants to wash the sweaty parts of the body. So the Chevin Maisha says it's Maisha. It's Mutter. Frat the Bir Halacha, Akasha. He says, if only Pana Viyada is Shavala Chal Nefesh, Mai Nafkamina, and Yechem Latzara Kal Gufay, I Harvey Evarim Gufay. So he doesn't understand. If we're saying that most people only need the faces and the hands, so what's pshat in the Chevid Maishim? So he has a whole thing where he says he doesn't understand. And at the end of the Bir Halacha, he says that afterwards he realized that the Chevid Maishim is the only one who's meikel. He says also the Masik Bracha, that's the Chidah is meikel. The Chei Mash V'das HaNoid of Yehuda. And if you do this, the heavyweight. I mean, if you do the Paschkins, it's mutter, so it's mutter. And that's how he ends. So he ends that there are many Paschkins that are makel, that if you'd like, on Yom Tov, to wash just parts of the body which are sweated up, as long as it's miyat gufay, it's mutter. But he says in Svara, he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand what is the heter to wash just the sweaty part of your body. So how can we try to answer that? So yesterday, some of you who made a valiant attempt to try to be matter taking a shower totally, argued that just like you're allowed to eat basa tzvi, you're allowed to eat the meat of a deer, because even though most people don't like the meat of a deer, but since everyone likes meat, so people like this meat, I like this meat. So meat of the deer should also be mutter. I think it's because people don't like it. It would be just expensive. It wouldn't be, I don't think it would be a halal meat at all. I think it's because it's not worth it for people to cook the deer meat, which is not as good. So Gemara says it doesn't matter because people like to eat, so you can eat anything. So some of you are arguing that the same thing. If washing your hands and your face is mutter, so then, all right, most people, it's hands and face. But if you have individuals for whom it's the whole body, it should be the same as basa tzvi. So I answered you, that's not the same. Washing hands and face is one type of washing. Taking a shower is another type of washing. And it's a different type of washing. Maybe the Chevin Moshe holds that washing an aver, that 30 is mutter. In other words, half of what you are arguing. To say kol gufay is a different bathing. Bathing, not washing. So you can't go from washing your hands to bathing your body. But from washing your hands to washing another part of the body that's sweaty, maybe you could go. Because it's shavu l'chol nefesh to wash. Washing means to wash a part of the body which is bothering you. So maybe that's the pshat taka the chavad maisha, that from washing hands you can go to washing another aver of the body. Okay, Agaponim, today we move to this taisus. Now, taisus amalei. It's a problem of seating, not squeeze the hair or a towel or a washcloth. That's all awesome. What? During soap, you have to use soap that you're allowed to use on Shabbos. If you wash your hair, you're not allowed to. You have to let it dry naturally. You can't squeeze out the hair. But not a. According to the Chevet Maisha, you're allowed to wash one part of your body, or two parts of your body. Those are not really cool. Now, if that part of your body has hair, or maybe your head, which has hair, or if somebody washes his face, which is mut, then he has a beard. So it's usur to squeeze the water out of your beard, out of your hair. So you have to let it dry in a natural way, which is fine. You could just put a towel where Maisa is mut there, because okay, we move now to Taisus Amalei. And we touch on something called Machshirei Eichel Nefesh. Machshirei Eichel Nefesh. Let's see Taisus, and we'll get into a discussion of Machshirei. Omalei, the Taisus are not Davos Eichel Nefesh, Kamina Tzitzar Eichel Nefesh. The Chayim Bia. Same thing, the first Bia, Shavu Eichel Nefesh. So it's Mutta. The Kashalari, the Amr B'Sai Perek Beis the Beya. Ma'u l'chabis ha'ner m'vnei tachor acher u'masik ta'osr. It's also to do bia in a room that has a light on. So there's a candle burning in a room. Bia is osr. So why? Ha'achashari mishum d'tzarach l'chol nefesh. If you say bia is a normal tzaira, so you should be allowed to blow out the candle. Well, you got a candle, it's mutafai chol nefesh. You're allowed to lower a flame. If you're cooking a potato kugel and the fire is going to burn it, you can lower it so that it will cook. So you're allowed to do kibui for Eichel Nefesh. So why can't you do kibui l'tzarech kashmish? So Tais has two teretz. First teretz. Yishloim adahacha dafka b'bila rishayinam the mitzvah hi avitzarech mitzvah sayayim. The bila rishayinam, which is a mitzvah sayayim, that we're matir. Aval shar bilais ain't kol kach tzarech hayayim. What does that mean? Stam to be bayol, stam a bia, not a bia rishayna, that's not a tzayra chayayim, that's not shavu l'chol nefesh. What does that mean? What's Taisa say? Bia is not shavu l'chol nefesh. What does that mean? Bia is not shavu l'chol nefesh. It's what Chan Taisa says. Bia is not shavu l'chol nefesh. Huh? Soon. Somebody's married already 10 years. So now there's a candle on in the bedroom, so they can't have tashmish because the candle is on. So we say it's ain't a shavu l'chol nefesh. What's pshat?
Not necessarily now. It's like a tzaira
d'vanan. I think it's like bathing. It's something which shavu l'chol nefesh, but not every day. I mentioned to you yesterday that why is rechitza not shavu l'chol nefesh? It's not something you need every day. It's something you do every other day. So bia also, bia is not something you do every day. So Taisa says that bia is not shavu l'chol nefesh, not tzarech yadim, because that's tzarech every day. That's what Taisa means. Vayesh loimer, second teretz. The kibya nem ne davar ach avakomim machshirin. That's a little bit echol nefesh, it's not echol nefesh, it's machshire echol nefesh. Echid mochasim d'par chalom ahot. The tanya mechabin esa bekas kilo yishas nabayis. Are you allowed to put out a fire so the house should not get smoky? Mishani Yehira Yehudi Dishari Machshir Echol Nefesh Kikamina No, the Rabban. There's a Machlaikis Rabbi Yehuda in the Rabban. This is an important Machlaikis. So listen well. This is a sugya in four or five places in the Sefer Beya. I'll go through the basics of Machshir Echol Nefesh. As you know, Echol Nefesh is Mutar Anyantik. That's food. The Teich is Mashma, Matir, other Anais. You might carry a tissue. If you need the tissue, you can have enough in the tissue. Machshirei Eichel Nefesh is a separate gather. What's machshirin? Machshirin means you want to sharpen a knife so you can cut your meat. Are you allowed to sharpen a knife to cut a meat? Or the Gemara has a case of a shpud, a spit, that a person wants to use to roast meat. And it's bent. Are you allowed to straighten it out and fix it? It's called machshirei Eichel Nefesh. Why is it called machshirin? Because you're not going to eat the spit. Right? You're just fixing the spit or fixing the knife in order to get to be able to prepare food. It's machshirin. Machshirin means preparation. Machshirei Eichel Nefesh. The Chachamim hold it's asr. Lachem v'loy l'machshirin. The chashit of the Chachamim is that you can only do Eichel Nefesh and not machshirei Eichel Nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda argues. Rabbi Yehuda says, Machshirei Eichel Nefesh Amota, you're allowed to do Machshirin, provided that it's Machshirin She'i'ef Shalasis Me'esmel, something you couldn't do yesterday. If you could have done it before Yantif, you have to do it before Yantif. But let's say you have a spit and it got bent on Yantif, so you're allowed to straighten it out on Yantif. Machshirin She'i'ef Shalasis Me'esmel, those machshirei eichel nefesh are mutter. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. How do we paskin? So there's a machlokes ha-paskin. Normally we paskin like the chachamim against Rabbi Yehuda. So it's a yirav, yachid v'rabid. Here, the Ramah paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. But he says it's a halacha ve'ein mayrin kei. Now listen carefully. What does it mean, halacha ve'ein mayrin kei? That means if someone comes to a Rav on Yom Tov and he asks him, am I allowed to sharpen my knife? We tell him, asur. But if the Rav in his house has a knife that needs sharpening, he's allowed to do it. It sounds like a hypocrite, right? You know what I just told you? It's a halacha ve'ein mayrin kei. That means, if you know the halacha, you could be meikel. If you don't know the halacha and you ask a shayla, so then we don't paskin heteru. We tell people it's us. Because we're afraid people will be mezalzel in Yom Tif if we let them sharpen knives. They'll do it even when it was efshem me'asma. So a talmud chacham who knows the halacha is allowed to be meikel. If you don't know the halacha, so then we're not meikel for you. So like this is your big chance. You know, it says that when you're learning the sugya, that's specific, Shulchan Aruch Rav says, when you're learning the Gemara, the sugya, you're allowed to tell people it's mutter. Halacha ve'mayrin kei means on Yom Tov, if someone asks the shy, will we tell them also? So you have to remember from now to Yom Tov, it's another 5 and 8 months.
People in your house consider the
but what?
People in your house consider
the like well, that. I guess the people in your house ask you can do it. So you have to tell them. But you do it. The Pump told me that he was once with Rav Moshe on Sukkot, and someone came over and asked him, are you allowed to open a can of soda on Yom Tov? So Rav Moshe said, no, it's awesome, just like Shabbos. So the Pump told me, Rav Moshe holds, you're not allowed to open a can of soda on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, just like you're not allowed to open it on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, just like you're not allowed to open a Shabbos. So afterwards we found, Teich Tavarov in one of his long tshuvas, he says, opening a can on Yom Tov, today he's talking about opening a can of sardines. He says, it's machshirei eichel nefesh, it's halacha ve'mayrin kei. If someone asks you the shayla, you have to tell them it's awesome. Machshirei eichel nefesh. So Ramay shows you not to open cans, so you're not allowed to open cans on Yom Tov either. But if you know the halacha, so then you can open the cans. So don't think it's a stira. You can ask a shayla to your rav, and he says, no, I'll open a can. A lady, you visit his house and he's opening a can. It's our stira. It's a halacha de mayrin can. What? No, it says the ferish that the person doesn't have to be mafalah. It's not halacha, you could be mafalah.
Why
are
we
possibly
doing the first
time? Because the Gemara we find out a rabbi will pass it. It's based on the Gemara in Bay. That's not fair.
What?
Now here it's a bigger kula. Machshirei Eichel Nefesh is more kuladik than Eichel Nefesh. That Eichel Nefesh is only mutter certain malachas, and Machshirin all malachas are mutter, except it has to be Eif Shemayasla. So actually Machshirin has a kula, because normal Machshirin could be other malachas. Just think this. So Machshirin has a kula that Eichel Nefesh doesn't have. See, I love it. So this is the din of Machshirei Eichel Nefesh. Now, the question is, what makes something Machshirin, and what makes something Eichel Nefesh? Making a knife or a spit, that's Machshirin. Cooking food, that's Eichel Nefesh. Carrying a tissue is what? Machshirin? No, Machshirin. It's, well, I'm Eichel Nefesh means Hanah. The tissues is like Eichel Nefesh. It's Hanah itself. What about carrying a fork? You don't have forks in your house, you go to your neighbor and borrow forks. Is that Machshirin? Or is that Eichel Nefesh? You need a fork to eat with. Machshirin or it's Eichel Nefesh? You're not eating the fork. But is it different than a tissue? You're using a tissue, you're using a fork. Could eat with your hands. Assuming you're somebody who prefers to eat without your hands, not eat with your hands. Let's say you're visiting your future in-laws or something. Don't eat with your hands. Whatever you do at home. So you don't want to eat with a fork. So you like how you, it's a fork. Is that Eichel Nefesh? Or is that Machshirei Eichel Nefesh? So it depends what to get there. How do you define what's Eichel Nefesh? What's not Eichel Nefesh? So what'd you say?
The
fork
would be used
in the actual food. Why? Because
the knife, you don't use the sharp knife. You're not using it to actually.
Period. This is the Ran's Geder, which is probably the Iker Shita LaHalacha, as far as I know. The Geder that the Ran brings is that if you're going to have Hanah from the thing you're carrying or the thing you're fixing, that's Eichel Nefesh. Let's say a fork. You can actually use the fork to eat. So that's Eichel Nefesh. If you're carrying a tissue. If, let's say it's a pot or a spit, you're not going to have Hanah from the pot. You're going to use the pot to cook. Well, cooking is not the Hanah. Hanah is the eating which comes later. That's Machshirin. So the gather is, are you having Hanah from that item that you're doing the Malacha to? You're having enough from that item, then that's Eichel Nefesh. If it's a preparation for a Hanah, but you're not having enough from that item itself, then it would be Machshirei Eichel Nefesh, which the halach is, we don't tell people it's mutter. People ask us, we tell them it's awesome. So this is the geder of Machshirin and not Machshirin. One example the Ran gives is to chop wood to put in the fireplace to heat. Are you allowed to chop wood to put in the fireplace to heat up your house? So the Ran says that that is the Ran is the Chadish that that's Eichel Nefesh. Hashkafari Shaina, I'd say it's not Eichel Nefesh. He says it's Eichel Nefesh because you're doing malacha to the wood, which is what's going to give you the heat. That wood itself is going to warm you. That's going to be lit and give you warmth. If you're chopping wood to use to cook with, if you're chopping wood to heat up the oven to bake your challahs, that's machshirin. You don't have enough of the wood. The wood bakes the challah and you have enough of the challah. But if you're going to have enough of the heat of the wood, that's Eichel Nefesh itself. So that's the question. Do you look at it as the wood or the fire which comes from the wood? What warms you? The wood or the fire that comes from the wood? Does wood give warmth? And he's looking at it that you have enough of the wood itself. That's what he's
what? You don't have enough from the fork itself either.
The fork, you have enough. You're able to reach things with it that you're going
to
eat.
Able to get, without the wood, you wouldn't be able to get warm. You can't put a fire in the middle of the air.
Yeah, okay. So the wood itself is Eichel Nefesh. You agree? So the wood itself is what gives you the warmth, and therefore it's Eichel Nefesh. If the wood just cooks your eggs, which you're going to eat later, or bakes the chal, which you're going to eat later, that's Mashiv. That's the Geder Hadavar of Eichel Nefesh and Mashiv. Nafkamina is, first of all, if you're allowed to tell someone else it's mutter. And second of all, if you're allowed to do it, if it's EF Shemayasmo, if you could have done it yesterday. Big question.
How is it sort of EF Shemayasmo?
What?
How is it sort of EF Shemayasmo?
Because if you open the can, the fizz is going to go out of this oven. It could be certain things. Orange juice container, maybe you could open the EF Shemayasmo. Pour it into some. So that's not EF Shemayasmo. If it's something that involves a tircha, it's called EF Shemayasmo. If it's something which is just the same, then it's. So the big question is, what about carrying keys? Are you allowed to carry keys if you want to get into your house? Is that Eichel Nefesh or Machshir Eichel Nefesh? Am I not from the key? But I'm not here from the key. You have enough in the key that you can open the door and then you can get into your house. Sounds like Machshir. You have not enough in the key itself. Now you judge it's Machshir.
The same thing with the fork, yeah.
That's good for the eating. Sounds to me more like a spit with which you cook in order to eat afterwards. You need to get into your house to be able to sit down and eat. What do you want to get in your house for? Not agree, Mashirin sounds. You have no benefit for turning the key in the lock. Well, I'm not even turning. So you have enough from opening the door, but not from turning the key in the lock. Fork. Most people use the fork till they put it in their mouth. So you have enough from putting it in your mouth with a fork. You're using a fork to put it in your mouth. I mean, how could you say that the key is like a message? The key sounds like a shoe. You can argue about the fork, but you can't argue about the key. But I'm not even from the key. You go up into your house, you enjoy turning the key.
Yeah, the key is really
enjoy getting in, but not turning the key. So that enables you to get in, but getting in is not turning the key. Okay. So what should be? If somebody asks you, am I allowed to carry my key on Yantif? No. Worse, the Machaber Paskin Bashir and Azasar, according to many places. Sfaradim shouldn't be allowed to carry the key. But Machshirin she'ef shemiyasmo is gufa machlokes. She'ef shemiyasmo is totally bias. So the Chasam Sofer has a tshuva. The Chasam Sofer is mechadesh that hoitzah is different than all other malachas. The only reason he gives is hoitzah malacha gerui. Hoitzah he calls a malacha gerua. He says since hoitzah is a malacha gerua, it's mutter even for machshirin according to everybody, and therefore the Chasam Sofer says you're allowed to carry a pot, even a pot. If you don't, you need a pot on Yom Tov, you can go to your neighbor and carry a pot. Yeah, your pot is certainly machshirin. Chasam Sofer says you're allowed to carry machshirin echol nefesh, haitzah malach gruahi. And it's more.
You
can
only carry
the
keys you need.
Going to everybody. What?
Keys you need.
No,
you can't carry all
keys.
Can't
just carry.
Keys
you have. I'm not talking about you carry the other keys. It's a separate question. I'm talking about the key you need. Carry the key you need. What?
Why
does it mean it's Gerua? It means a Hezbollah. What's the Svar of the Sansaika? The Gemara calls, the Gemara Mishnah to Shabbos calls Haitzah Malacha Gerua. It's an inferior Malacha. Inferior, it's not the same, you know. Baking, you create something. Sewing, you create something. Writing, you create. Most malachas are creative malachas. You know, malacha on Shabbos that's aser is not hard work. People say malacha on Shabbos aser is hard work. I'm making a mistake. You're allowed to do hard work. You can schlep boxes in your house all day. You're allowed to do work. The Sheshes Yimei Bereshis, Hashem didn't do hard work and then he stopped. Hashem created for 6 days, then he stopped. Creative work is what's awesome. All the 38 malachis basically are creative work. They create something. With the exception of Itzah, malacha geruah, it's not a creative thing. It's a malacha geruah, it's a different kind of malacha. It's a malacha, but it doesn't create. So being that it's a malacha geruah, that some scientist says it's mutter, it needs a hesber. What's a svara? So the Avni Nezer writes a svara to the Chassam Sefer. Pratt doesn't agree that much with the Chassam Sefer, but anyway, he explains the Chassam Sefer's right. Svara. So it's a very kishmak svara, but listen. Haitzah malacha geruah. What is the creative aspect of carrying? Sewing, you're creating. Writing, you're creating. Building, you're creating. Grinding, you're creating. Well, what is the creating? What? You're able to? But that's not itzah. That's the eating. He says itzah is bringing two things to the same place. You have a roast beef that you need to cook. You have a pot in which to cook it. There are different places. You can't cook a roast beef without a pot. By bringing the pot and the roast beef together, the creativity of Itzah is bringing things together. You want to eat a latke? You're not going to eat it with your hands. You need a fork. So you bring the fork to the latke. Bringing them together is the creativity, the malacha of Itzah. Bringing two things together. Zakta Avnei Nezer, since the malacha of Itzah is bringing things together, there's no difference if you carry the food to the pot or the pot to the food. Carrying food to a pot is a chlefesh. You're carrying the food that you can have enough from. That's certainly mutter. You're allowed to carry food to a pot. If in one house you have a pot, one place you have food, and carry the food to the pot, that's a chlefesh. You're doing malacha with the food. Memela, Zakta Chassam Sefer, Zakta Avnei Nezer, to carry the pot to the food, it's also Eichel Nefesh. Even though you carry the pot, which is Machshirin. But Lamaisa, what you're doing is bringing the pot and the food to the same place. That's a Tikkun in the Eichel. That the Eichel is together with the pot. Or in the key case. What's carrying? Carrying is to, in order to allow you, you have food in your house. And you're outside the house. Putting the food in the house and the person together, that's the Tikkun of this malach of Eitzah. If the key would be a hechetimtza to bring the food to the person, certainly it would be mutter. That would be echel nefesh. Here it's bringing the person to the food. So the svara is that that's all the same. What's the difference which one you bring to which one? It's all the same. That's why it's mutter. If the Avnei Nezer's svara, I think it's a svara you could argue about. Whether you like the svara, you don't like the svara, the Pesach of the Chassam Sefer is clear. He says, Malacha Gruahi, and he saw his mutter, Halacha Meirin came, that people could carry from Hashir Echel Nefesh.
How can you carry the key for not
Echel Nefesh? So to carry the key for not Echel Nefesh is mutter because of Mitzah. Tehshir to Mitzah Echel Nefesh, Yishol Echel. But that's not Machshirin. This is Machshirin. So HaKopodim, that is the Chiddush. What Tosfos here is saying, that Kibi Aner, putting out a fire, the Kasher Shamita is Machshirin. Why? Because you don't have a Noah from the extinguished fire. The Ran Svara of Machshirin is that you have to have a Noah from the thing you're doing the Malacha to. You're not having a Noah from an extinguished, you don't get a kick out of seeing extinguished candles. Is that Memela, Tashmish is Mutter. So Zakti, so Taisa Shita is that you're not allowed to extinguish it. Why? Because it's Machshirei Echel Nefesh. It's Machshirei Tashmish Amita. You're not having enough in the candle itself. And the name was a Taisa. That's why it's Osir to put out the candle. I should mention there are some Paiskim that are Nagel. There are Rishonim that hold that Kibi Aner Mevnei Davar Acher is Mutter. They consider it to be eichel nefesh, mamish. Again, not eichel, but hanoah mamish. And they're matir. They say the Gemara, which asks is the Chachamim. They don't makshir in aras. Lididan, there are places that hold that it's mutter to put out the candle. And they must have a different gather of eichel nefesh. Oh. So Mishnah Berurah says an interesting thing. We have a machlokes that keeping on there is mutter or aser mitnei davarach. What about making a machitza? Okay, you have to know the halacha is tashra shamita is aser in a room where there's a light. If you put up a machitza in front of a light, that's mutter. On Shabbos, it's aser to put up such a machitza, unless it's a curtain which is made to open and close. But to take a sheet and create a mechitza is aser, because that's called a mechitza hamateres. A mechitza, normally mechitzas arai is mutter. You're allowed to put up a temporary curtain in a room. Somebody wants privacy and they want to put up a curtain, it's mutter. Mechitzas arai is mutter. But not mechitza hamateres. A mechitza that's matir something, which would otherwise be aser, that you're not allowed to put up on yantar. Mishnah Berurah says that you're not put up on Shabbos. You put up a mechitza on a terrace is awesome. Mishnah Berurah says that on Yom Tov you could put up a mechitza on a terrace in front of a ner. Because since the Rishonim will hold you're allowed to put out the ner in the first place, the Rishonim hold you're allowed to put out the candle. So according to them, this is not a mechitza on a terrace. Because Tashmish is mutter anyway, you're allowed to blow out the candle. So if you want to be machmir to taisa shita, so the gabi a deraisa, putting out a candle, the shadow of a deraisa, you want to be machmir. But you can put up a mechitza. Because for that, which is a shadow of a drabanan, it should be saimach on the mekitzen, and the person could be machmir. So these are the dinim of machshir echel nefesh, the basic rundown. The Gemara ends off here. Let's finish the Gemara. How does the Gemara end? Hayre Reb Yechonon B'Tzaidon. Amar Reb Yaakov Baridi. Hayre Reb Yechonon B'Tzaidon. Asa libo b'tchila b'Shabbos. Frank, the Gemara mi'ika ira le'isr. Where hayra, paskening, is not used usually for isr. Hayra means something which takes places. It takes great to places to be made. Be machmir, it's easy. If you don't know what to do, you're machmir. Hayra is usually used for heter. The Gemara in. I'll prove it to you. Tanana, Rav, Beisilstein, Nazira, Oishev, Hashanah, Machairis. Someone who is a Nazir in Chutzlaretz has to be a Nazir again in Eretz Yisrael. That's a Chumrah. Inami, Haditanya, Chutat Shedr, Shinipsik, Barubai, Devery Rabbi. The Chutat Shedr is treif, even if it's just rife. Rabbi Yaakov, Amar, Philonikiv. Even less, even if it has a hole. Hayre Rabbi, Kareb Yaakov. You see how Ra is Shayach. Amar, Afuna, Ein Alacha, Kareb Yaakov. So we see Lachumra Chai Chairat. Ramech Bar Yitzchak Masnihachi, Amr Abavo, Shal Bishma Ben Yaakov de Nitzuris, Rav Yechonon B'Tzaidon, Banashmiya, Ma Libo B'Tchilo B'Shabbos, Amalei Aser. But the Gemara ends up with a Chiddush, Pehilchisa, Muta Libo B'Tchilo B'Shabbos. Gemara ends up with a Halpsak, that's the way we paskin, Muta Libo B'Tchilo B'Shabbos. So that means we paskin. So Darshayim is Gavin, not a Psikresha, and it's Mutta Libo B'Chila B'Shabbos. Zotai says, what about Shema Yishchet Benayis? We had in the previous Brisa that you're not allowed because of Shema Yishchet Benayis. Zotai says, Baram Tai says, also Mutta Libo B'Chila B'Shabbos. But why can't you Shema Yishchet Benayis? Also, Chila Mabitzu the B'Shabbos. That's why you're allowed to make a wedding Friday afternoon, a Suda on Shabbos. Because when we don't pass in Shem Yishchet Benayit, this is Taisa Shita. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says, what are you talking about? To make a wedding on Shabbos that we never had to have a mina is mutter. In the beginning of the Sugya, the Gemara said, Boilu, Ma Libo B'Tchilo B'Shabbos. Are you allowed to do a Bia on Shabbos? Taisa said, what do you mean? You have to get married on Wednesday. You have to get married on Wednesday. So they said, yeah, our Gemara is talking. You got married Wednesday. For whatever reason, something came up, you couldn't do the Bia Wednesday night. Nida, Shua, some other reason, because it'll be a Wednesday night. So it got pushed off to Shabbos. So Taisa said, our whole sugya is till we got married on Wednesday, and now the bia is Friday night, is it mutter? So the Gemara is not mutter lebo b'tchila b'Shabbos. Very good. This Gemara is not saying you're allowed to make a suda. Gemara is only saying as bia it's mutter. The Rambam says to get married Friday afternoon and make a suda Friday night is aser. Shema yishchit benayif. This Taisus seems to be different than that Taisus. Well, Chazasun will get back to the Taisus. But according to this Taisus, the first Taisus in the Sugya, it was saying that this Gemara does not talk about Shem Yishchah Benayif. This Gemara is talking about the Bia, and that's it. The Chasna was Wednesday. The last Taisus in the Sugya says, no, we're talking even to get married Friday, and you're allowed to do the Bia at night. So the Mechaber Paskin is like the Rambam. Tasa to Shem Yishchah Benayif. But you're not allowed to get married Friday afternoon. And the Ramah, Ben Ashkenaz, we pass by Taisis. That it is mutter. What? If you say that a Suda and Bir Rishayna, question is if that Suda is also Shemish Rabbanai, you mean? Maybe if you hold it, made a Suda, that's why Taisis ends up that there's no Shemish. So why are we maker? What's the maskana? Mutter lebal, why? Because we passed like Rav Shimon, Dabba Shemim is Gavad Mutter. I is a Psik Reisha. So we said it's not a Psik Reisha. Why isn't it a Psik Reisha? What did Rashi say? Yesh Baki and Batia. Does that mean you have to be a Baki to be Mutter? So Rashi said, no, it just could come out that way. Taisus said, no. We're only makir because maybe you're a baki. This man is there. Nobody's a baki batia. I don't know why. What changed? But not the key in batia. So would this be mutter even this man is there? Okay. According to Rashi, it's just fully mutter. So you don't have to be a baki. It just may work out that way, and that's good enough. But according to Taisvis, that it's like halolu bavloyim. Babylonians and Abakim. Eretz Yisrael is Abakim. Today we're all Babylonians. We're all not Abakim Batim. Should the Chayr be also quite the Taisus? According to Rashi, but Rashi says since they're Abakim, that's a simon that it could come out to be a beer without dam. But it still comes out sometimes. The beer comes out without dam. The second beer has dam. So. Chayrav Yenach Yemin between Rashi and Taisus. Unless Taisus will say we paskin its mutter, because even if it's a davar hamiskaven, you're a makaku b'chabura. We'll say other reasons why it's mutter. She had eight reasons in the Yibayis, four like the first lashon, four like the second. Okay, your job now in the next few days is to do a chazara. I suggest that your main focus of chazara be from Hayim Advaisi Bayalu till here. That's the Yitzhashem we'll have a bechina on. But you should do at least a quick chazara on the previous plot, which obviously will go much easier.